And we're staying in Germany for today's GeoQuiz, but we're going back in time. Back to an age when punk rockers were at the cutting edge of the opposition to the communist dictators of the old East Germany. A new archive of East German punk is opened in Berlin. It documents the music, the art, and the little-known persecution of punk rockers. The archive is located in a suitably downbeat area of the former East Berlin. Now, it's unlikely you've heard of this district, which makes it perfect as the answer to our GeoQuiz today. So just to throw you a bone, here's an outrageous clue. It sounds like the name of a delicious Japanese breadcrumb. We'll be back with the name of the scruffy Berlin borough later in the program. Remember punk? They do in East Germany. The old communist regime in East Germany, the GDR, was deeply suspicious of, even hostile to, the punk movement. Well, now an aging punk rocker has opened an archive in Berlin. It documents the subversive youth culture of East Germany and the tribulations punks like him faced at the hands of the old regime. The archive is in the Berlin district of Pankow, formerly in East Germany. Pankow is the answer to our GeoQuiz today, P-A-N-K-O-W. Remember the clue? Sounds like a delicious Japanese breadcrumb. Oh, never mind. Kalina Oroshkov of Reuters went to see the archive to have a look. Kalina, what's there to see?
Initially, not much. First of all, it's in Pankow in the northeast of Berlin, which is not the most beautiful of all areas in the city, to be honest. But it's a charming place in itself, because I was on the way alone. I was walking past old industrial factory buildings, and so I was getting in the mood. And the place itself is in a basement apartment, very sweet. Really not what I was expecting, and it's just literally a place that is storing all the archives, all the posters, all the music, the tapes. So it's literally you come in and it's a couch and a desk and a computer, and then there he was, and he really did not look like a punker. So
who's the he?
The he is Michael Boerke, a former rather famous punk in the GDR, whose name or nickname is Panko itself, because he grew up in Panko, the area. That's why he wanted to go back.
And what was he like in the day?
Back in the days?
Yeah.
I mean, he showed me some pictures. He was definitely sporting a mohawk-like hairdo and rather scruffy looks. I mean, he told me that in the beginning, punk for him really was a fashion statement, was the most apparent way to oppose the regime. So he just told me about his that he went into the park and ripped his jeans and wore his leather jackets and studs and wild t-shirts that he was usually making himself. So he had this wonderful anecdote where he was telling me that he made a t-shirt where he wrote a rather famous battle cry: when justice becomes injustice and resistance becomes duty. Then was walking around in the city and then got caught by the police.
Right, so kind of a fashion statement but also a political statement together.
Yeah, that was wonderful. I mean, I asked him about that because I was like, when you say it's a mere fashion statement, then it makes the resistance against the regime as if it was just happened to you. The resistance happened to him. And then he said, yeah, that was the weird thing, that they started as youth and it weren't that political or politicized. But because it was so immediate, the reaction of the regime against them, you became politicized rather quickly and realized also the responsibility you had as a punk, that it really was a political statement. So,
what did Michael Boerke, this former punk rocker who now started this archive, what did he say to you about how subversive punk really was in East Germany?
I mean, it seemed as if the whole idea of being a punk was already subversive in itself, which we probably in the West, also those that grew up in West Germany, can't imagine. And he said what happened to him was that they were usually picked up every day by the police and interrogated. And because what he said, the big difference was that compared to the West, being a punk, even if just wearing the clothes, meant that you were ostracized from the system. Like, you could not go back to school, you would not get a job, nobody would employ you or give you an apprenticeship. So that your participation in public life was done for. So the subversive aspect of it was essentially that there was a decision to not participate in society as the system would want you to.
There's one other really interesting thing, though. I mean, they were dropping out of society, but as you write in the story, there was this rather unusual alliance between punks and the Protestant church.
Yeah, it seems he told me that the church, the Protestant church, felt it was its duty to provide shelter for the discriminated youth. And in Berlin, apparently, there were priests who decided that they're going to get engaged and managed to find rooms to host these kids. And apparently then what he was said, which was really sweet, he said they didn't expect or they didn't even consider the aggression that would kind of overwhelm them once they would give space to punk rockers and allow them to host their concerts there as well. Because that was the other problem, he said, that most of, even when you're making music, you were making it in the basement of your family's house, so in someone's basement. So it never became public. But suddenly, by providing that space, the church also provided a public forum or public space to actually play music to an audience.
Which created a little bit of a mess.
Which created apparently a lot of a mess, yeah.
A lot of a mess. This performer who started the archive, Mikhail Bulka, he's aged. How has he aged? I mean, what does he look like now, and does he still play?
He's very attractive, I have to admit. I mean, he doesn't look like a punk at all. I mean, he's very clean-shaven, very clean-cut, very well-dressed, a very business, smart, casual. He sports a smart, casual style, I guess. But
does he play?
I think he still plays. I mean, when I was asking him, he said he still loves the music. But I don't know if he still actually plays in a band. It seems when I was talking to him, as if he had, that for him, he kind of he finished a chapter of that, of his life. Like that, with all of that, he kind of came to terms with it. And I think now he just looks back at it and it's a past. Or it's his past, but it's not. I don't think it belongs to his present or future like that anymore.
Kalina, nice to talk to you. Kalina Arushakov of Reuters telling us about the punk archive that's opened up in East Germany. Nice to talk to you, Kalina.
Thank you very much.
You can check out more from the East German punk rockers Planlos. We have their song Schmog und Hus, or Smog and Soot. It's at theworld.org. This is The World on PRI.